Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
So the conversation started yesterday because Quentin was complaining that with the time change, he's waking up earlier now and doesn't know what to do with himself in the morning. And I said, you need a hobby.
Yeah, he does. I think a lot of people do. Quentin and I were talking about this during the break. Instead of just making this about what Quentin needs to do, I think everybody needs, we should just make it broad. Not just like what Quentin could do, like, trying out different beard oils. I don't know.
I know. I started laundry this morning. That's what I did. Yeah. I woke up an hour early again and I started
productive.
Laundry.
Yeah. Like that's
what a crime.
That's sad. But there's a lot
that
of people out there that look, it's getting, the days are getting shorter. It's getting to get colder. Not going to be able to go to the park, go outside. You're going to be inside. It's going to snow. They're predicting snow this weekend, for God's sake.
No, they're not.
I saw it somewhere. It might not have even been for Kansas City. It might have been somewhere else. But anyway,
it was supposed to be really cold this weekend.
It's supposed to be cold this weekend, and I saw that they were predicting snow. Point is, you're going to be stuck inside. You need something to do. So what is a good hobby for people to pick up? 913-586-7798. I'm going to start with my most basic hobby, and that is puzzles. I haven't done it in a while, but when I had more time on my hands back in Boston for various reasons, I just would sit around listening to audiobooks and putting puzzles together, and specifically focused on like puzzles that would also make good art. So we have a lot of puzzles in the house that, you know, like Rothko's and Monet and water lilies, all that stuff. And it was is satisfying to do. It also really helps with the ADD feeling, because I just feel like I'm constantly doing something. It's also rewarding in this respect. I'm shocked at how I've had like 1,000, even 5,000 piece puzzles, put them together and wasn't missing a piece.
Wow. That's because your kids are older.
Maybe. Yeah. And the dog didn't get a hold of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you resin them together?
What?
Do you resin them together?
Yes. I not resin, but I there's a like a type of puzzle glue you can go to the craft store and get, and just use that on the back of it and the front a little bit too. And then, and then glue it together and then hang it on the wall. So puzzles.
I'm going to put in what I thought Weir was going to say first, which is play an instrument. Learn to play an instrument.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Which I cannot read a note of music.
I can't
not to save my life, and never learned to play an instrument as a kid. It's one of the, regrets I have that I would think about doing in the future, is because I love the sound of the piano. I just love a piano solo that I would, but I'm not sure I would be a good student.
There are apps you can get for, I can't remember what it's called, because Finn wanted to learn piano for a little bit, and so did Henry. And there's an app that'll teach you to play where you don't have to like read notes. It'll just show you like what notes you have to hit. And then if you want to learn, it also should Musical.ly or something like that. Okay. Best
learn. When I lived in Maryville, I lived with my best friend, and he's a big music guy. He plays the keyboard. He's got guitars that he plays. And so I'd just be sitting in my room, and I would get like live music because we shared a wall, and I would just get live concerts all the time.
Yeah.
And, it was awesome.
It's nice if they're actually good.
He is good.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I take pleasure in the fact that my wife, there was a point in my life where my wife would be like, are you still seriously setting up playing your stupid guitar? And either she's put the earbuds in and cranks the volume up, or I've gotten better at playing more delicate, friendly music late at night. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't bother as much. It is. You're right. Playing an instrument, it can be really fun, can be really satisfying, even if you're not planning on being a rock star or even playing in front of anybody ever. It's just something really nice about, it's almost a puzzle aspect for me too, is figuring out like what chord they've gone to there. And oh, that's really interesting the way I really like the band Nirvana. The reason I like Nirvana is because the chord changes are just weird. Like he didn't write songs the way people normally write them, mostly because he didn't know what he was doing. So he was just like, this sounds good to me. And a lot of it doesn't make any sense. And it's a jumble and it's a puzzle and it's fun to figure out. So playing an instrument that goes on there.
I'll throw in another one. This to me is a good alternative sometimes to just playing on my phone, which is learning another language. Because there are so many apps now, Duolingo, and so many ways that you can learn another language. And if I'm going somewhere where they speak another language that I have absolutely no knowledge of whatsoever, if I can pick up like 10 or 15 words, then
learn
again, instead of scrolling on my phone at night, you can be on one of those apps.
Learn a language. That's good. From the text line, get an aquarium. Because apparently you're a billionaire. If you get a saltwater aquarium, it's a hobby that will bring decades of joy. I agree with you. If you get an aquarium and it's really nice, then that's...
sounds like a lot of maintenance.
It sounds like a lot of maintenance, but it also sounds like it'd be rewarding, keeping the fish happy.
My brother has an aquarium. Like how Jamie has the Zoo of Waldo, not by her
choice.
I do.
I have the Waldo Zoo. It's at my house.
My older brother has the Zoo of North Kansas City, except his is intentional. So he's got aquarium. He has a snake. He has two cats and a dog. So I see that feeding the fish is fun. I'll be honest. Seeing him like go up to the surface and eat the tiny little stinky fish food. That's entertaining.
Mm-hmm. I've had such bad. I would never do this just because I'm shocked my dog has lived as long as he has. And it's not because I've done anything wrong to fish. It's that whenever I've had they die. Like, they will do weird stuff, too. We had a betta fish in our house. And granted, those things don't live forever. But we were like, we're going to really do our best. And we were cleaning his water, making sure the pH balance was right, giving him food regularly, and keeping track. And one day, he got sucked into his own filter and died.
Oh, my God. So I thought you were going to tell the exact same story that I got a betta fish once also as a gift. And it had like the plants in the top, you know, that were sticking out. And I don't know anything about fish. I never had fish as a kid.
Right.
And I thought, oh, the water's getting kind of cloudy. I need to change the water. I'm going to do a good thing. I'm going to change the water. Nobody told me it had to be distilled water. I didn't know that. And so I put tap water in it.
Oh, no.
I didn't know that was bad.
And he died.
And so I came home and the fish was nose down at like a 45-degree angle on the bottom.
I think that's why a lot of people think goldfish only lasts for a couple of days, because you bring them home and you put them in tap water. And
that's bad.
It's funny that you guys have betta fish stories, because I also have one.
Really?
My friend in college, this shows you how lame me and my friends are. Mm. My friend in college, he got a betta fish and he named it Alpha. It was Alpha the betta fish.
That's cute.
And he thought he was the coolest dude around, naming his fish Alpha.
Did Alpha live?
It did. It actually survived for a long. He passed it on to the guy that took over his dorm room.
That's
so
good.
It was sort of like he passed it down to the next guy.
This is a total side quest for the text line, real quick. But who has the longest living betta fish? Is anybody out there be like, I've had mine for 30 years. I've tried to kill him. He won't die. He's indomitable. From the text line, this one came in too. Legos. I know people.
I like that that's a hobby for adults.
Yeah. And there are really cool Lego builds you can do. Like if you go to the Lego store, you can find like they have Frank Lloyd Wright houses like Falling Water. Mm-hmm. and stuff like that. It's something it's kind of puzzle adjacent in a way. Mm-hmm. I've thought about getting into doing Legos before. And then I also like a hobby where you have proof that you did something.
Yeah.
Like, look.
Like you have something at the end.
Yeah, like the puzzles, like hang mm-hmm. them on the wall. Legos. My buddy David, his wife does Legos, and they have an entire room just in their house that's just her Lego projects. And, mm-hmm. you know, they have a kid, and I don't know if the kid's allowed in there.
Doesn't Crown Center have a Legoland?
Yep. Yeah. Crown Center is Legoland, yeah.
That's probably an age issue there.
Yeah. From the text line, I have gotten weirdly into bird watching.
Is that Dana?
It is not. Wait, hold on. No, it's not Dana's
right
number.
Now.
No. Weirdly into bird watching, also baking bread and repainting old furniture that I find on the curb. My neighbors probably think I'm running a very low budget art gallery. I like the fact that you say you're weirdly into bird watching.
Like we're going to judge you for it.
How do you get weird about bird watching? Like, oh, my ornithology is off the charts, guys. Look at that tufted titmouse over there, huh?
I think you could easily be weird about bird watching. Like if you're at the Christmas, the company Christmas party, and you see a bird outside and you've got your binoculars with you, I think you could be weird with bird watching.
Wasn't there a day where you were looking out the window past my head and you saw a bird outside and you pointed that out?
Yes, there was a
like
hawk.
Way off in the distance.
There was a hawk on, but no, it was a huge, because we have, you know, we overlook Shawnee Mission Parkway, and there's a street light out there, and it's in the distance and it's far, but there was a hawk on top of the street light that was huge from where I was sitting. It was like a bald
eagle. I couldn't
eagle.
Even see it.
It was
terrifying.
Figure
out what you were looking at.
I almost hit a crow this morning. Which sidebar? If you had a bird with your car, that's 100% on the bird.
Oh yeah, they have they're
you can fly. You can go in any direction. Yeah. That's on you.
Yeah,
the world to you is three dimensional.
Right. Yeah, you're not stuck in 2D.
I did ballroom dancing.
Ballroom dancing
at a couple of different times. Yeah, here's a tip. If you ever go through a breakup and you're like, I need to be social and like still move a little bit, but don't want to overly invest.
Uh huh.
I was embarrassed. I wasn't good at it. I was afraid. I didn't like the attention, but I loved it and had a blast.
I put ballroom dancing on there.
I'd like to see Quentin do some ballroom dancing.
I don't know. He's tall.
Yeah, tall. Yeah. He could
kind of
some
work.
Very
yeah.
dramatic
moves.
Doesn't
he have a bad back, though,
floor?
Or a bad hip?
Yeah, my lower back sometimes has problems.
Yeah.
My
yeah.
God.
I know, Jamie.
He's the oldest. From the text line, I collect vinyl records. That's a big one. And me and my, I lost it. Oh, me and my daughter collect vinyl records together. It's become a bonding thing. It's really fun on weekends going to different shops and yard sales looking for
fun.
Records that nobody's listened to.
Together.
Collecting vinyl. I'll put that on.
We have a listener who has called us multiple times to talk about roller skating.
Really?
He is older than us, probably by a generation, and he roller skates on a regular basis and loves it and seems like one of the happiest people out there.
Roller skating then.
Yeah.
It does sound.
We live the 80s.
Yeah. I'm not doing this, but I could almost see getting into. I don't want to be a cyclist, but I would like to ride my bike again. I have a bike.
Okay.
I would like to ride it again, but I don't want to be a cyclist. Does that make sense?
Here, especially here, because cars hate you.
Yeah, cars hate you.
Cars and cyclists
I'm not putting on spandex and like, ugh.
Shaving your legs?
Oh,
you shave your legs
God.
If you're a cyclist.
No, I'm not doing that. But
I
would like to ride my bike again, and I just I just don't. But I'll put that down there, cyclist.
Yeah, that's a good one. The exercise is good.
Yeah. Let's see. Fencing is a fun hobby. From the text line. See, I didn't want to do this one, but I will throw it out there because I don't want to exclude anybody who's into this. Quentin just needs to get himself a decent computer and start getting into video games. So I don't consider video games to be a hobby. And I think there's a slight difference. It's the difference between like saying my hobby is watching TV and saying my hobby is writing fan fiction. You know what I mean? Like you're not doing anything really constructive necessarily with video games. The closest would be Minecraft or a game where you're actually building something in the world. But I don't think that playing like Elden Ring or something like that.
Why does it have to be productive though? Why can't it just be for your enjoyment? Well,
not productive, but constructive. I think a good hobby, you should have something to show for it, right?
I do play. I do have a good computer.
Also, why did you think Quentin doesn't play video games?
Yeah. I play strategy games. So I play like City Builders and like the old Command & Conquer games. I love Command & Conquer Generals.
Okay.
That's one of my favorite games like ever. So,
Red Alert is the OG though. That's
yeah. So I play like strategy games. Balatro, I've been getting back into that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I used to be really big into first person shooters.
Yeah.
That was my existence from like 12 to probably till I was 20, 21 years old.
This is a really good one. That's just a basic one that a lot of people can do if you have the money to spend on Ancestry.com. Genealogy. That
some people are very into that.
I mm-hmm. started doing it at one point years ago, and it can become an obsession. My mom's really into it. She'll like go to graveyards and stuff like that for like third cousins twice removed to see if their gravestone is in the spot that it's supposed to be and stuff. Yeah,
yeah, it sounds great until, you know, the company goes bankrupt and they sell your personal data.
Did that happen?
Well, which one went?
Was 23andMe or
yeah.
was it?
Yeah, but yeah. That, they were they always doing that? I think Ancestry. Wait, it was 23andMe was through Ancestry.com though, wasn't it? I don't know. They charge a lot, so I can't imagine they're going bankrupt anytime soon.
One of them did go bankrupt.
All right, so that's a list of really good hobbies.
We also have not mentioned any sports. Golf, softball.
Yeah,
there are soccer leagues in town.
Okay, I'll just put down sports. Because we had like, well, if we're just going to have play an instrument, I think that sports is such a general thing that should be on there. Yeah. If you want to start, I don't know, going to the batting cages, hitting the ball around a little bit, doing top golf. Sure. So sports goes on there. All right. So we'll do that list tomorrow. We'll get our top five. Then you guys get to vote on which one is the best. Coming up, it's a horrible local story. A memorial for a family that was shot by an officer has been burned days before they got their settlement from the KCPD. We'll talk about that next on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb.
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
So this is another one of those stories where we ask why, who would do this and why. So the story goes back to June 9th of 2023. Two people, Marcel Nelson and Kristen Fairchild, were shot and killed by a Kansas City police officer. Then there is a wrongful death lawsuit that is ongoing that we can talk more about here in a second. But there is a memorial that honors the two of them. And the family is about to finalize that wrongful death settlement. And the memorial has been found burned.
Yeah.
At 31st and Van Brunt.
Yeah. So they've settled the wrongful death lawsuit for $3.5 million. I don't know if they're waiting on the money or whatever, but the thing about it is it seems like a crazy coincidence that the city settled the lawsuit. The payment is scheduled to be finalized this Friday. And this memorial for the people who were killed gets burned down. Like,
also, why not just burned down?
Yeah, but desecrated.
I mean, completely destroyed.
Yeah.
Dug up, absolutely obliterated.
The family say they're devastated, and they hope that cameras are going to show who did it, and says they will rebuild it even bigger. So if you... I'm sure you guys covered this. If you missed what the story is about, it was about a police officer who in 2023, his name was Blaine Newton, which that's his real name, Blaine Newton, shot and killed Marcel Nelson and Kristen Fairchild and shot a teenager, Jaden Thorns, in the head at 31st. He didn't die. Jaden Thorns didn't die, but in the head at 31st and Van Brunt. So they were in a minivan. They said that they were defending themselves because somebody got out of a truck with a rifle, was aiming it at them. And this police officer, Blaine Newton, according to reports, and I guess the city agrees with it because they settled this lawsuit, got out of his what he was driving, got out of his vehicle, and opened fire on the family in the minivan. The truck drove off with the rifle. He opened fire on the family in the minivan who they claimed they were defending themselves. Now, I don't know if this matters to people. I don't personally think that you're guilty just because you have weapons, but they did have four weapons that were recovered from the vehicle, from the minivan. I don't know who started. I don't know exactly what led to the altercation, but I do know that the man with the rifle drove off and it was an armed disturbance that this guy was breaking up. I guess the people in the minivan didn't drop their guns quick enough. I don't know. And this officer shot them.
Not that it matters for the story about burning the memorial, but here's another question about the story. Is Blaine Newton, this officer,
yeah,
I'm looking at an earlier version of the story when the lawsuit was first filed, had a history of use of force complaints before this incident.
Right.
There was another suit that was filed last year that alleges he used excessive force against Bermika Mitchell as he twisted and jerked her arms and wrists as she was complying with an arrest at the time he was working off duty at Walmart. He is still employed.
Well, yeah,
at KCPD in patrol.
And he also,
after all of this,
and he also had a previous fatal shooting incident on his report too. And like you pointed out, other excessive force allegations. So this isn't just it's a good cop with a bad day story.
Right.
At some point it stops
being with a history of
excessive
force.
It's not just about a few bad apples. When stuff like this happens and continues to go on, it starts looking like a department that keeps handing the same guy a gun and a badge and just hoping for the best. And the guy, by the way, still works for the police department.
Yeah. Patrol.
On patrol. What? Like, if you settled a $3.5 million wrongful death lawsuit and he still has a job, I'm assuming at most jobs, if you cost the company millions of dollars, you don't get to continue working there, especially not after they've decided you killed people wrongfully.
Not multiple times.
Yeah.
I mean, again, not just the once, but now this is three situations here. We asked this the other day about the firefighter. Why?
Why
still on
why
patrol?
Why are they still on patrol? Yeah.
Especially if there's a settlement in a wrongful death suit.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me because to me, that guy would be a liability now.
I think so. And it's just also when people complain about policing, please give them less examples to point to.
Right.
When people march and are pissed off about the way policing is handled, please give them less examples to point to. And I'm sure the city's like, our hands are tied, union and all that stuff. There needs to be better cooperation. If you want me to blame the union, fine, I'll blame the union. Just like with the KCFD. Maybe the union in that case is too strong when it comes to being able to fire a guy who's got a bunch of DUIs on his record. In this case, I think if you're settling lawsuits because this guy shot up a minivan filled with people, maybe that guy shouldn't be working there anymore. Maybe even the union should agree with that.
There comes a point where the union can't just defend everybody.
Yeah.
There comes a point where even the union has to say, you know what? Like, one time is one thing. You give them a second chance. But at this point, why?
But it's also, it forces everybody to do the sick kind of arithmetic where a human life is worth X amount.
Right.
The city lawyer decided it's cheaper to settle than to defend what the officer did in front of a jury. And by the way, the reason apparently they said they're settling, this isn't being said, but it's implied. They don't want the jury to see what's on that body cam.
They
don't want to see that because if they think it's worth $3.5 million for the jury to not see that, then whatever happened on that must have been bad enough that it would have gone way higher than that.
Yeah.
So
in the meantime, we don't know who burned the memorial. We don't.
No, sure. Well, and I'm sure it was probably a coincidence. It's probably nothing related to this person or this guy. Coming up, speaking of lawsuits and settlements, I want to talk about this story because I don't know if you and Grayson talked about it a lot. I know I talked about it a lot when it happened.
Oh, yeah.
The teacher who was shot by a kid at her school. It's a whole flustercluck of a story with the principal and all the people involved. She's gotten a $10 million settlement. If you don't remember the story, we'll do a good job reminding you. Coming up on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
All right, story came out of ABC News and multiple places. Yeah, we remember this story from 2023. This was January of 2023. If you recall, Abby's Werner was in her classroom at Richneck Elementary School in Newport News, Virginia, and she was shot by a six-year-old student who was then 6 years old. And there's been a lot of legal action since then. A jury in Virginia said that an assistant principal acted with gross negligence when that was allowed to happen. And there has been an award to this teacher, $10 million in damages. Interest has to go back to June 1st of last year.
So the lawsuit eventually was only against Ebony Parker, who was the vice principal of the school. Assistant principal, not vice principal. Because she was warned several times that day that the boy might have a gun and was threatening people and never got around to doing anything about it. According to the lawsuit, she did not search him, did not call police, did not lock down the school, not do any of these things that you would think, my God, in this day and age, you hear there's a gun at school, you need to lock it the down. But she didn't. What I'm kind of curious about, though, is she expected to pay the $10 million in damages?
That is a very good question. It was only against her. God, the civil complaint initially was seeking $40
million. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow. I was looking to see who else. Yeah, if you are sued, it does not tell me.
Yeah, other officials like the principal and superintendent were dropped from the case earlier. I mean, because it's not, it seems like it's an individual lawsuit, not against the district themselves. Because if the principal and superintendent were dropped, then it's just against Ebony Parker. But I don't know.
Where will she get that? I mean, is there a version of insurance that
kicks in?
Very expensive insurance that would kick in at some point? That's a good question. I don't know. Boy, $10 million is not a lot compared to the $40 million that she was seeking.
It deserved.
But they said they're happy with it. And absolutely deserved. Yeah. I was just looking to see what she's done now. So if you don't recall exactly the injury here, the bullet went through her left hand and into her chest where it remains.
Yeah. Still in there.
Yeah. It's still there. She is getting out of teaching. She is, cosmetology, I thought is what I saw. She's finishing a program in cosmetology now. Yeah, that's right.
So just doing some research on this, the verdict is against the ex-assistant principal personally, but in reality, according to a lawyer who was talked to by CNN about it, it will almost certainly get pushed onto insurance and or the school district, not just one person writing a $10 million. Well, thank God, because it was like she's never going to get paid then. I don't know what assistant principals are making. And I mean, it's the school was called Richneck, but what they're getting paid in Newport News, but it's not enough to cover this. What was so frustrating about the story, though, was how many adults at the school told this principal or assistant principal that a child has a gun. Yeah. And the person whose literal job is to keep kids safe basically went, okay, well, let's just get through the day, or didn't take it seriously, or didn't drop everything. I don't care what you're doing. Yeah. At that point in time, if you hear a kid has brought a gun on a school property and you don't drop everything you're doing, even if you're holding a kid, drop them. You drop that, whatever you're doing, and make sure that classroom is locked down, the school is locked down, that issue is dealt with. Because he was talking about it on the playground.
Yeah.
He was telling other kids that he had a gun on the playground. The kids were going around and telling people that, I can't remember the kid's name, he says he has a gun. And nothing.
Yeah, there are enough of these school shootings where we don't have a heads up. You know, there are enough of these cases where we don't know anything ahead of time. On the ones where we do, let's do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
Which was why it was ridiculous. This is what her lawyer said, Abby's Werner's lawyer, when they were trying to come up with a figure. On the millions in damages sought, the lawyer asked the jurors, what number do you arrive at for someone who didn't want this? And it's been inserted into her life like a bullet fragment against her spine.
Wow.
Oh,
that's poetic.
That's Law and Order right there.
Yeah.
That was powerful. But also the facts.
Yeah.
You couldn't overcome the facts there. And there were multiple criminal charges that were filed also. And this Parker resigned from the school pretty quickly after all this happened.
And the mom of the child has also gone to jail because she obviously.
That happened quickly.
Yeah.
That was quick because of the access to the gun.
And this was also a case where this kid had been, it wasn't out of nowhere. This kid had been a problem for a while. And if I'm not mistaken, it was the school basically had told the mom, like, hey, you know, one more strike and this kid's out. And then proceeded to just ignore all the strikes because they didn't want to kick the kid out of school. And it, where do you put the most blame? The administrator did nothing. The parent who left a loaded gun accessible to her 6-year-old child, or I don't know, a system that makes this kind of thing seem predictable.
Well, so it never would have happened. It never would have had the opportunity to happen if the child had not had access to the gun in the first place.
Yeah.
If the loaded gun had not been available for a child to get a hold of it, the rest of it would never have had the chance to happen. But there were multiple other opportunities for this not to happen, and everything failed here. So I guess I put the most on the mom, but I also fear a system in this school that would have allowed for this to happen again. You know?
Yeah.
If they're not reporting something like this time, what else are they not going to report when it's a danger to kids?
Right. I mean, because this was a kindergartner that we've seen school shootings with kids as young as 7th, 6th grade. So that it wouldn't be surprising if it's fortunate. And I'm not this. My heart goes out to this poor teacher who was obviously shot, but it's fortunate that was the only person who was shot.
Oh, absolutely.
Because
it could have been so much worse.
And it's fortunate that she, of course, didn't die. Look, you know, life expectancy goes down anytime you're shot. So it's not like it's, hey, she's fine. I'm sure she's messed up, traumatized. I mean, the debate we had, too, I remember when the story first broke, is like, how do you ever go back to a job that you've been shot at?
And like, she won't.
And I mean, she won't. And she shouldn't have to. Like, she shouldn't have to. The responsibility, I'm with you. The mom should take the bigger share of the blame, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. What bothers me, though, is certain systems are set up because we know that there are untrustworthy people.
Yes.
And this is one of them where we want to believe that parents love their kids. Yes, we want to believe that parents would never allow their kid to go to school with a gun and shoot their teacher, or would care enough about their kid to make sure that if they're dealing with some violent issues at home, that they don't extend to the school or to other kids or to the child hurting themselves. We'd like to believe that, but that unfortunately isn't the case. There's a lot of parents who just do not give a crap about their kids and view
or who are just irresponsible with
irresponsible,
their guns.
Sure. And view school as daycare. Like just don't care about this. They just like, I need to drop them off because I need some time or I need to go to work or whatever. So in that case, it really bothers me that when your job is primarily to keep kids safe, that you just whatever. Maybe I'm missing the details on this. What the hell was she doing that was more important than you hear that there's a gun on school grounds and you do nothing?
Yeah. Where was your head And was it intentional? Was it like, oh, I don't believe this. I don't think that this is really going to be a problem. So I'm not going to, or was she distracted by other things? Either way, it doesn't matter.
I would like to know what those things were. Like,
yeah, what was more important at that time?
Oh, Aramark might be a little late
with our
cafeteria delivery for this week. Like, what could possibly have been more important than there's a kid with a gun? And it's also not like, hey, there's rumors
right,
that there might be. It was kids going up to the supervisors on the playground telling them, hey, there's a that Billy over there has a gun.
By the way, kids doing exactly what we want them to do. I mean, yeah. Credit to those kids. Man, if there's a hero here, credit to those kids who reported the fact that the gun was there in the first place, because yeah. we tell them all the time, see something, say something. And then they do, and then the person they tell doesn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Great lesson there.
Awesome. All right. 913-586-7798. Here's some more good news. Too much light at night could kill you. So you need to live in utter bleak blackness. We'll talk about that
Take
next.
Take that, Quentin.
On midday.
This is bad news for those of us that sit on our phones at night, which is a lot of people. Journal of the American Medical Association just published a new study that said high amounts of artificial light at night can increase a person's risk of heart disease and breast cancer by up to 50%. This was a massive study, 89,000 participants here.
Yeah. I mean, it's not shocking that blasting light into your face at
bad
night
for everything.
Is probably bad for you. I really Esau in society when it comes to life and death, where I feel like if we got rid of some things and kept some other things, we all could live to be 100.
Sure.
It's kind of like with cars. You know, cars are safer than ever. But because we have cell phones,
yes,
they're more dangerous
than
ever.
We took a safe thing. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because even though they're safer, we're driving more recklessly because we're all looking at our stupid phones. And it's like if we didn't have artificial light, we wouldn't be staying up late. If somehow we could get rid of artificial light and have medical science where it is.
Yeah.
So we only use light for medical science. If we were going by candles, we'd all be going to sleep and having a great night.
Well, it's kind of the if you just did everything that was good for you and nothing that was bad for you. Yeah, you would live for a very long time.
But what kind of life is that?
The other thing. And so this comes out a lot, too, in a lot of studies that we need to spend more time outside, that just getting more daylight, more vitamin D would help with a lot. And that showed here too. People who were exposed to high amounts of daytime light, not your fake light from your phone, had lower risks of cardiovascular disease. Yeah, you don't even need to walk outside. You just need to be outside.
I visited a friend recently who, like, his car broken down, and he works from home mostly, and he told me he hadn't gone outside in 4 or 5 days, and I was like, yeah, I can tell. Like, you look like you're struggling, buddy. Like, it just looked like gray, and mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, let's go hang out outside. Like, you know, mm-hmm. it's that, you know what the best seesaw of this is people used to go outside a lot more, Jamie. You know why? Because they used to smoke a lot more.
God, yeah.
But it's true. Yes. People used to go outside.
And we didn't have our phones.
And we didn't have our phones. And they would go outside and go smoke out, mm-hmm. you know, in the smoking area and get their vitamin D that way. Not to mention all the other chemicals.
Like, it kind of makes you feel better. All you have to do is go sit outside. Maybe take a beer with you if you need to.
Yeah.
You know, you can take something with you.
Counterbalance just, it. Never do anything
just
fully
sitting
healthy.
Outside on your porch is good for your health.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just take that beer outside instead of on your couch or take your phone outside. And that's at least you're in the natural light.
There is something about getting a buzz in nature. I don't know what it is, but it makes everything so much more enjoyable. Speaking of enjoyable, coming up, we got Wayside Waifs. They'll be on to answer all of your behavioral questions. Casey and Brett will be here. For instance, this one from the text line yesterday, my dog will not come back into the house unless they've been pet. I have to pet them first.
Mine does this.
Same
thing. You have to rub the belly.
Well, I'll talk about that with Casey and Brett coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this pipe?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.